Go ahead.
And it didn't look so good at 30 for 4, but you pulled it out of the bag.
Yeah, we... be honest, it wasn't the easy wicket to bat on. So we felt, initially, sort of when I went in, thought 200, 220 was a good score. And then, as I said to you just now, running out Kev, he was the only one who really looked very comfortable on the wicket. Wasn't ideal. And then at 80 for 5, was just trying to get any sort of total, really. So we always knew, if we in the game at 150, 160, we didn't think it would be, you know, a 60-run victory. But it was pleasing to get a few runs.
Yeah, Trent getting those wickets at the start just seemed he loved the side.
It did, yeah. We felt if you're defending 160, you need to get early wickets. And Trent bowled beautifully. I mean, it was a helpful wicket, but he didn't really bowl bad ball, to be fair. Ideal. And then Cusey came on, did exactly the same thing.
What were the problems batting out there? What were the issues with it?
It was a bit slow and nibbly, the wicket. So it was very difficult to drive, even if the ball was very full. So I was trying to rein yourself in from playing that shot, even though all your natural instincts are saying play the shot. So, you know, that was all I was thinking of doing, really. And then if you got another ball, you'd try and score off that. So and then obviously it turned as well, so that wasn't ideal. So it turned quite a lot, and they've got some good spinners, so that was reasonably hard work. And I obviously got dropped in 25 or 30, which was fairly crucial in the end. So.
You worked very well with the tail, and you were talking all the time out there, and certainly when Tim Murtha came in, I mean, that was a key, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, I know Tim very well. I've played a lot of cricket with him, so it's good just chatting to him. And yeah, he was probably nervous. He didn't seem it, but he was probably nervous when he came in. And, you know, I think we were about 100 and something for 8, so, you know, to get 60 runs for the last 2 wickets ended up being pretty crucial.
So you ran Kevin out. Do you hold yourself responsible?
A little bit. He's the best fielder they have, and we did know that beforehand. So with all due respect to myself and Kevin, we're probably not the two quickest lads between the wickets. So you know, disappointing.
That Kevin was
but
well,
fair enough. I'll take it. Yeah. I was just trying to get to you. I thought the danger end was my end. So when he threw to his end, I thought it was fine, and then he obviously ran him out by quite a bit.
Yeah.
And we're in great position now to qualify for the World Cup.
Yeah, it's been, I mean, obviously we would have liked to have played the other game, but you've got 3 points from 4 against a very, very strong side. So if you'd given us that beforehand, I think we'd have probably taken it.